Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne. Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme Will.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Sendung von Radio Micro Europa hier auf der Wüstenwelle. Mein Name ist Anna van Aken und heute gibt's wieder was ganz Besonderes zu hören. Wir haben eine Live-Aufzeichnung von einem Jazzkonzert im April für euch. Gespielt haben da die Pericopes Plus One. Die Band hatte schon mehrere internationale Tourneen und so sind wir natürlich besonders stolz und froh, dass sie nach Tübingen in den Club Voltaire gekommen sind. Wer alles zu dem Trio gehört? Zum einen sind da die beiden Italiener Emiliano Vernizzi am Saxophon und Alessandro Scoppio am Klavier. Und dann ist da noch der Amerikaner Nick White, der das Schlagzeug spielt. Bevor es aber mit dem Konzert losgeht, könnt ihr die drei Jungs noch ein bisschen besser kennenlernen. Ich habe ein Interview mit ihnen gemacht und Alessandro hat mir da die erste Frage beantwortet. So, Parma, Paris and New York, that's where you're currently living. Mm-hmm. How did you three get together? Like, how did everything happen? Who wants to answer?
By Skype. We Skype a lot.
No. We met on Skype.
We met on Skype.
We met on a match.com.
No, it's not.
Christian.
I can answer for those guys. Okay. So actually, this project has been started with a duo, as a piano saxophone duo, and between me and Emiliano. So we started playing together, and suddenly in 2012, after 5 years, we've already been playing a lot as a duo. We met Nick in Paris. That's why there is this connection in France. And actually, Emiliano and Nick, they were touring with another band in Belgium. And so we decided to... now, Nick is saying yes with his yellow glasses, sunglasses near me. And so we started playing in Paris for a couple of gigs. We really liked the energy between us. And so we decided to organize a mini tour and a recording session in New York. And that's the story.
Okay, also ich übersetze es mal ganz kurz. Zuerst war es nur ein Duett, dann haben die beiden Nick getroffen und seitdem spielen sie einfach zusammen und gehen auf Tour.
So now the next question. How do you write your songs? Is it just like you meet and then you just play and it comes into your mind? Where do you get your inspiration from? Or I don't know, how does it work?
me and Alex are the main composer because as he said, you know, we start as a duo, you know, still playing as a duo. So, but... We have kind of this idea of a band with a drum, you know, and compose the band, not like band with a exactly a drummer without bass player, but just compose thinking about to have a drummer who can be a musician and soloing with us, you know. So just the way we compose is different. Because we have to think about a third musician, you know. Then we wanted something more rhythmically, you know. Something that could really interplay with us, you know. So, and the way we it's really easy. Sometimes we bring some tune, you know, some composition. And we start playing together, start to read some music and arrange all together. And it depends. Sometimes Alex bring more stuff, you know, like for the new album, you know, he composed most of the song, you know. Other times it depends. It depends. It depends on the inspiration, you know. But as the things.
Okay, also Emiliano hat gerade eben gesagt, dass er quasi mit Alex zusammen komponiert und dann ist es oft schwierig, weil sie dann eben das Schlagzeug mitdenken müssen und da eben den Rhythmus einfach sich dazu denken und dann eben das zu dritt auch, dass alles so klappt. Ja, aber offensichtlich klappt alles gut soweit, würde ich sagen. Und so now let's get to the next question. Do you have any funny, special, best, I don't know, moment during your tour or something funny you'd like to tell us?
Yeah, well, it's hard to put your finger on one really funny, memorable moment. There's definitely a lot. You tour a lot, you spend a lot of time with each other, and you learn to have fun with one another. And some of the things we did on recent tours to interact with our fans on social media is we've been making these videos on days off and time we have in certain cities. And we made a really funny one in Salzburg, actually, just walking around, seeing Mozart's house and doing some touristy things and, you know, made a skit where we thought we had the day off and we we realized we had a show that night. So we had to run through the city, and it's crazy, like iPhone GoPro style video, where and then I pretend I'm dead next to the river and they like revive me with coffee. Just like kind of fantasy, like little skits that have nothing to do with music. They're just kind of funny, and we like to, you know, make these videos. So check them out if you have a moment on Facebook. You can see we're going to add some more as the weeks come too.
Okay, also Nick hat gerade erzählt, dass es eigentlich immer sehr lustig ist auf der Tour, man sich halt eben ja, gut kennenlernt. Und sie waren in Salzburg und haben da irgendwie den ganzen Tag dann verbracht, indem sie Videos gemacht haben und auch Fans über Social Media versucht haben zu erreichen dann. Und ja, es klingt auf jeden Fall nach einer Menge Spaß, würde ich sagen. Das war das Interview mit den dreien. Und bevor es jetzt gleich mit dem Konzert losgeht, haben die Jungs euch noch was zu sagen.
Wir sind Pericops Plus One.
Und ihr hört Radio Mikro Europa.
Viel Spaß.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Who's from Parma?
I'm from Parma.
Okay, so Emiliano from Parma. From Paris, or currently from Paris?
I am. Okay.
And New York, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parma, Paris, New York. Happy Coast, plus one. Be fast.
so much. We're Paracopes Plus One, and we're beginning the second part of a pretty long spring tour. We were in Germany a bunch last month, and we took a little 2.5 week hiatus where we all split and went into our different little holes of life where we live and dwell, and now we're back, and it's the first show here in Tübingen. We're just, you know, going to keep playing some original music for you, and thanks for coming out on this Wednesday and making it happen. We're going to continue with a piece by Emiliano called Puva Dance.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Last song we just played was a new tune you can find in our last album. The song is called Wie die Blumen, like the flower. So it was an Alex composition, and I don't know why he decided to title the song with this thing, but I don't know, maybe something romantic, I don't know. Some woman, probably, I don't know.
It's a homage to Rainer Maria Rilke, the poet. It's a big little phrase from Duino Elegis. It's a beautiful poet, so it's important.
Okay. I'm gonna find out a romantic way about this chord. So now we're gonna continue with another song. It's called Zadis, and you can find it in the new album. We just introducing, doing this long tour, and you know, the Alex composition, and then we're gonna handle the first set with the song that we, I think, we composed in the 2006. It's called Rest in Time. Thanks. Thank you.
Das war's auch schon wieder für heute. Ihr habt eine Live-Aufzeichnung von dem Jazz-Trio Pericopes Plus One im Club Voltaire in Tübingen gehört. Die Aufzeichnung hat Aaron Geiger gemacht und am Mikrofon war Anna van Aken. Ich hoffe, euch hat die Sendung gefallen und freue mich schon aufs nächste Mal. Schaut doch auch mal auf Facebook oder auf unserer Website unter www.mikro-europa.de rein. Bis bald. Ciao.